These basic electronic sounds in themselves are rather uninteresting and uninspiring, no doubt. But isn't this true of the artist's paint squishing out of the tube, or a block of marble, or perhaps more technologically apt, the test pattern for color video broadcasting? It's necessary to go one step further in with an electronic system to make these sounds somehow inherently promising. One direction is down the avenue of control, which I mentioned a moment ago. The frequency of an oscillator may be manually controlled, as we have heard, or it may be controlled by various other synthesizer modules. The most familiar of these, the keyboard, delivers a stepped voltage and may be played in the conventional fashion. The keyboard may, however, be tuned so as to produce intervals smaller than the half step, as in this quarter tone scale. A typical keyboard is thus really like a 50 or 60 position switch applying preset voltages. It is not a polyphonic device, which is to say it only produces one voltage at a time. These voltages, by the way, unlike those from an oscillator, are DC or direct current. They are thus inaudible since they don't oscillate, intended only for purposes of control.